B-Pod Studios.
Now back to our regularly scheduled program.
Today is Thursday.
Yo, DJ!
Are you ready?
I am ready!
Drop that beat!
Let's get this show started.
Slow down.
Yeah, hold your horses.
Too fast!
Too early.
I'm not awake right now.
Do you know what time it is?
I haven't even worn a watch since, like, fourth grade.
Do you know what time it is?
Oh.
Now, please, tell me.
It's showtime!
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, good morning, Boston. It's 5:38, and it's going to be a lovely day today. A little clouds, but a high of 64. So that is pretty sweet. I heard the weather peeps yesterday saying that yesterday would be the last of the cold mornings for a while. So that's good.
Yeah, I take Harvey at his word. And if he's lying, I'm coming after you.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I told my sister.
Quickly.
Well, I don't know what to wear in the morning. You're in between seasons here because it's winter in the morning and spring in the afternoon.
I can tell.
What do you mean? I've got my awesome WROR jacket wear into work today, my parka.
Great. Yeah.
Yeah, then you don't need your jacket when you leave.
Maybe that's what it is. I sling it over my shoulder. Yeah. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
How do you dress for these kind of days?
You know what I
Layers.
Find? Yeah, you know what I find annoying in this kind of weather is it's like still a little chilly that you need the jacket in the afternoon, but then you get in the car and you're too hot with the jacket on.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the
problem. That's when you roll down
the window. Try to shimmy.
Yeah.
You don't try to shimmy out of your jacket?
Yeah, at a light.
Not while I'm driving.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's like somebody pull my sleeve.
Yeah, exactly.
Please. Anyway, but 64, nice. And we got some hot tickets today. Hot tickets for the free ticket frenzy. Elton John at Gillette Stadium. So I'll be listening in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll narrow it down to 10 minutes later when Brian and I get together and do the math. Decide a good time to do it.
Oh, is that what you guys do?
Yeah, we don't bring you into the math.
No.
Thanks.
Elton John, 8 o'clock.
Less I know, the better off I am.
Yep. You see, he's added a second date, which the first date went well. So he got a second date at Gillette. That's nice,
yeah,
right?
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
For him
and
for us.
Yes. So then we'll be doing that in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll narrow down the time. The WROR Bar Brawl rolls on. Now, you've got till 9:01 this morning to vote in the final Fab Four.
So now it's down
four
to
bars.
Two.
It'll be down to two after 9 o'clock.
See, I know math. I know how to do math.
Yep.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So we got some great contenders.
Yep.
Sullivan's.
Yep.
Right? Barrett's, right?
Yeah, my West Bridgewater Barrett's.
PJ's in
PJ's
Bellingham.
And the Crow's Nest. Yeah, up in Gloucester. So vote for your favorite. We'll get it down to the final two this morning at 9:01. So that's great. It's at WROR.com. The winning watering hole wins a trophy, a plaque.
Nice.
And maybe a pop-in from us.
Maybe.
We can do it.
All right.
We can pop in, right?
Pop-in.
You know what I mean.
For a drinky poo.
Yeah, for a drinky poo. Hi, congrats. Hug, kiss. Bye-bye. Sound good?
Yep.
All right.
The ROR Morning Show.
With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Mornings.
More 80s.
More variety.
All day.
And all night.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. 80s and more. The Police. Every breath you take. Watching you. It's 6:57. The 30th of March. No, 31st.
Oh, that's it.
Tomorrow's April Fool's. Oh, man.
Oh, man.
What are we going to do
there?
What will we do? Okay.
No pranking.
No pranks?
Well, for now, it's
no prank zone, huh?
Yes.
All right, what's happening,
LBF? It's 40 degrees in Boston. The war in Ukraine is taking a new turn as today marks 6 weeks of fighting. The country's president just warned Russia is preparing to attack another region. Comedian Chris Rock has made his first public comment since being slapped by Will Smith during the Oscars during a show at the Wilbur last night. Rock told the crowd that he's still processing what happened, but did not discuss the incident further during his stand-up routine. The state reported more than 1,200 new cases of coronavirus in Massachusetts yesterday. Public health officials also reported one new death from the virus yesterday. And just one avocado a week could save lives. A new study shows two servings can reduce a person's chance of having a heart attack by 20%. Experts say the full benefit is to also avoid foods such as butter, processed meats, or cheese.
So you have to have it as an avocado, not... you know, guacamole with nachos.
And cheese.
Okay, no, that's it. Just straight avocado.
Yeah, straight. It is good.
It is good. Just mash it. It's great.
Yeah, right. Yeah. In sports, the Heat handed the Celtics their second loss in a row after earning a 106-98 victory in Boston last night. And the Bruins host the Devils tonight. Weather today, it's going to be nice. Clouds, but a high of 64.
We'll take that. Right?
I'll
64
take it.
Today. Very nice. Last day of March. Brian, how are the roads this morning?
Well, Check Your Ride is brought to you by Staples Stores.
Would you like a fun fact?
All right, I'll bite.
All right. No, I like this. I was just perusing the fun facts of the day, and this one makes sense. Dogs only have an attention span of 2 minutes or less.
Really?
Which makes sense now, right?
Oh.
Right?
Yes.
When you go check the mail and you come back 2 minutes later, your dog's all over you again, like they haven't seen each other all week.
That's nice, isn't it?
2 minute attention span. Yes. What do you think husbands have?
Three.
One.
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 Less than a dog. That's sad.
Unless the ESPN's on.
What, doesn't jump all over you when you come back from checking the mail?
Well.
That's Nanya, right?
Nanya
business. All right, yeah, Chris Rock back in town. Well, back in town. He was in town last night, the Wilbur. And we've got a little bit of audio from, well, play that coming up in about 15 minutes from how he addressed the
slap
Oscar,
heard around the world.
Yeah, the Oscar situation.
Mm-hmm.
So how he addressed that, we'll play that for you. Plus, it sounds like the Oscars were trying to boot Will.
Yes, we have some stuff on that too.
He wouldn't go. Short attention span. He's like,
right.
What?
Beasley Media Group's 105.7 WROR. WROR. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF and Brian.
Hey, good morning. It is 6:16. It's Bob, LBF and Brian. Going to be cloudy, but who cares? 64 today. Very nice. It's been a while. As a kid say, it's been a minute since we've seen that.
Yeah.
Right? 55 tonight, though. That's your low temp.
That's pretty good. That's open window temperature.
Well, yeah, there's periods of rain, though. Just saying.
I like that sound of the rain.
You like the sound of the rain?
Yes.
Just.
I love a rainy night.
You do love it. Yeah. Thank you, Eddie Rabbit. Good to know. Cloudy tomorrow. Gusty with a high of 58. That's okay. Rain showers on Friday. But if we're talking 50 to 60, I'm down. Let's do it.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, last night it was the most anticipated performance at the Wilbur Theater in a long time, I would imagine. Chris Rock was in town. Of course, the show was already, you know, booked and sold out. But people were anticipating what his first words would be and how would he handle the slap heard around the world last night. So we do have some audio of it.
Yeah, this is from Variety. They must have really good lawyers because they were locking up everyone's phones.
Yeah, it's muddled.
How they got this? Yeah.
It is muddled.
Yeah, somebody's pants.
We'll play. So here's it sounds like someone was sitting on their phone. You ever sit on the phone? That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Here it is.
How was your weekend?
How was your weekend?
I'm not
Yeah, he got a 3 minute standing ovation there, I hear. So, what he was saying was he had a whole show planned, right?
Before,
so he wrote a whole show.
You know, write new material. Yes. You don't just riff when you're a comedian. These are.
But I'm saying that's what he was saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, if you couldn't hear it, he also was saying he will address it in time.
Yep.
It's going to be funny. And what was
still
it?
Still processing it.
He said funny. He said it's going to be funny when he addresses it. And serious and funny. So, he's waiting for a bigger moment than the Wilbur Wednesday in Boston,
I think.
I guess
to work it out.
Yeah.
Like, I think, you know, in order to make it both those things, serious and funny.
Yep. And he will. Yeah. He wants to take some time, and he wants a bigger show, a bigger audience.
I don't even know.
Maybe a sit-down.
I just think he wants to, like, knee-jerk reactions obviously don't work out well for people.
Yeah.
So he might want to think about it. as I say, sit on it, Potsy.
Yeah.
And then come out with something that's a little bit more, you know.
I admire him because he could have come out and just, you know, went off.
Yeah.
But he's like, look, I want to do the show. I'll acknowledge it, but let's, you know.
Everything's content.
Yeah. So yesterday it was announced that the Oscars, the Academy, were trying to toss Will out.
Yes. Apparently, two people from the Academy Awards, a high up, said that they tried to remove him, but he refused.
Imagine
and
that.
He was then allowed
nope.
to stay. Yeah.
Mr. Smith would
ultimately
like you to step
refused
away.
The yeah. request.
Nope.
You know, and they admit that they handled it poorly. The
sure
Academy
did.
Admitted. But, yeah, apparently they said to him, you know, you got to go. But you can't do that. Like, anybody who's ever been kicked out of a place, like, the hostess comes over and says, like, excuse me, sir, you're going to have to leave. And then the belligerent yeah. loser there is like, no, I'm not leaving.
Right.
And then the manager comes over and yeah. then says, I'm not leaving. And you have to have cops.
And then they say, yeah. Mr. Bronson, we need
well,
to
well, yeah,
leave.
Typically, you know, I'm not leaving
yeah.
until you box that up.
Right. Where's my leftovers?
I'm not leaving without that.
Yeah.
No, but he wouldn't leave.
That's, yeah.
They didn't want to make a bigger scene because it would have been a scene.
It would have been a scene.
Because right, because he was people, sitting there.
Right, and you, obviously you're dealing with somebody who is not afraid to slap somebody on live international television.
We just saw it again. Now, they're playing it over and over again, the slap. What really is, to me, the most irksome part of it, other than the slap, is the way he walks away
oh.
after. Puts his thumb in his
in
pant,
his bad pocket,
and like he just
like swagger,
like yeah,
like just the swagger,
like the OK
like
Corral.
Yes.
He just you know,
it was it's awful.
Yeah,
it's when you think when you watch
Man.
It, you're like, wow, what?
Yeah. He's not getting over it.
Yeah, and I was thinking about if he had actually left, it would have made more sense in the Oscars. Like, oh, Will Smith won, but we all know why he's not here
yeah,
right now.
Right, exactly.
You wouldn't have to explain it, would they?
Coming up.
And, yeah, and then giving him all this space and
so,
time to talk.
So weird.
At some
yeah.
point, Will Smith is going to have to do a sit-down. That Instagram tweet that he put out of, hey, my bad, sorry, I'm a work in progress, but don't diss my wife, was kind of that tone
yeah,
to me.
Yeah.
Sorry, Chris. He's gonna have to do a sit down with somebody. So that where, when, but it's gonna happen. That's not enough, right?
Yeah. I feel like I am. No, it's gonna take a lot.
Yeah. So if anybody knows anybody who knows somebody who was at the show last night, we'd love to hear from you at 888-410-1057. It's early, but maybe we'll talk to somebody later. 1057 WROR, 80s and more. Hey, good morning. It is 626. Bob, LBF, and Brian. High is 64 today. Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
But also, will you still feed me?
Yes.
Yes, exactly.
Yes. More importantly, it's 41. Speaking of feed me, LBF, you cracked me up this morning when we're doing our show prep. You know, that's when we get together and
jib-jab.
Jib-jab. It's called work. It's called show prep.
Yep.
Life is show prep. And you were a little irked, and maybe you should be, maybe you shouldn't be, about your what happened at the drive-thru today.
It happens more often than you think, but pull up to the drive-thru, and there's a man at the drive-thru, but he does not have a car. He's just standing and ordering at the drive-thru. And I'm like, all right.
Wow. Wow.
You didn't pull up to the speaker first?
I didn't see that.
He's got to order. Either he's doing a knock-knock on the window.
Might have done that.
That's they
Which
can't
I find
like
is,
that.
Yeah, aggressive.
Yeah.
But yeah, just standing there. And I'm like, I felt for a second bad because my headlights were shining on.
Yeah, well.
Then I'm like, that's the price you pay, dude.
So he just got his,
there.
What did he get? Did he get a bag of food? Coffee? I'm just wondering like, how long you had to stand there.
He got a coffee and something else. Like, jeez. Yeah, it was a bag of something. It wasn't long, but
it's
I don't
weird.
Know how long he was there.
Yeah, it's a weird thing to see.
I was confronted with a lot of weird
five
things.
Five in the morning.
I would think if you're going to do that, though, you should at least pretend you're in a car.
How's
yeah,
that?
Just like
well, with your hand,
yeah, squat a little bit. Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Yeah, do the Flintstone thing.
Roll down the window. You know.
I yeah that
yeah. Hey.
It
well,
was
now
weird.
You just push the button, Brian.
Yeah,
you don't
know,
have to roll
still,
it down. You just push
people
it.
Still do this when you say roll down the window, though.
They do, don't they? They still make the circle. Anyway, that it's weird.
It was weird.
It's weird.
I mean, 5 minutes before that, I was literally driving, and three deer were standing in the middle of the road.
Yeah,
and didn't move. They were like, it was like the guy at the drive-thru. I'm like, oh, I had to wait for them to move, and then all of a sudden, I pull into a Dunks and There's a guy standing there. I did. I'm
three
like,
deer going,
happening?
What? We're ordering.
Right, exactly. What?
A lot of things standing in front of your car.
Yeah, today.
So I did not want you to get to work
no,
today.
No. I know. I almost turned around. But
no, you're not turning. Not in the drive-thru.
Darn, yeah, you
made
it.
That's funny. That's funny. Next yeah. time, high beam the guy waiting there.
No way. I don't know. If he's that bold to do like the drive-thru yeah, without no, a car, I'm not going to.
You're not going to ask.
I'm not engaging.
No. Okay.
Maybe he thought he wasn't.
Hey, morning cord's coming up. A lady named Blake on the phone.
Yeah.
Blake is divorced, but she's recently, well, gotten back together with her ex, but not all, well, it is all the way, but it's not all the way. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Okay.
I know what you're
there's
saying.
Been some Bennies there.
Ex with benefits.
Uh-huh. But it's, he might want more. So
it's always the case.
Can she handle? How do you handle this one? It's going to be good. So Blake joins us in 10 minutes. Morning Court sponsored by Staples Stores. Our new world of possible with innovative tools for small businesses and remote workers and learners. Explore more at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. All right, Brian.
All right, check your ride. Brought to you by Discover.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying, enable ROR Boston. Then say, open ROR. More at WROR.com. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Morning Court is in session. Let's say good morning to Blake. Good morning, Blake.
Hi, you guys. How are you?
I love that name, Blake. It's a cool name.
Yeah.
Yep, very nice. So, Blake, what brings you to court today?
All right, so I've been divorced for about 2 years now. And, you know, it was definitely messy. And my kids, who are already in high school, are a little traumatized. But, like, ultimately, it was the best thing for my husband or my ex-husband and me. We, like, couldn't live together. We just couldn't parent together.
Mm-hmm.
But about 6 months ago, I was at his house. We were, like, just discussing some stuff about the kids. We had a couple drinks, and one thing led to another, and we ended up sleeping together. And it was actually surprisingly excellent.
Well, congratulations.
Congrats. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure that happens, right?
Sometimes, yeah.
You know, okay. I'm sure this thing happens all the time, right?
Yeah.
Tell me it does. I don't know. So now we're kind of doing it, like, regularly, and it's nice, and we're good to each other now, you know, like, because there's no married stuff getting in the way.
Mm-hmm.
Until now, he wants to get back together, and, like, he's forgetting about the 20 years of, like, fights and crap and resentment, and he wants to tell the kids and move back in, and I don't want any of this. Like, I want an ex with benefits. I want to keep it on the DL. It's actually way more fun this way, like sneaking around. And I also want to feel free to date. Like, I have my own place now. I come and go as I want. I'm loving being single. I know the parts of our marriage that didn't work and the ones that did. Like, and the physical is just, that's the part that works. And
all right.
I don't want to do this to the kids. And I told him all this, and he's just, like, begging to come back. So I guess what I want to ask you guys is, like, am I being foolish or am I supposed to give this another try?
Wow.
You've got some work cut out for you.
You just like the ex with benefits is
yeah,
what it sounds like. Well, okay, but I'm just trying to establish here that,
yeah.
you know, that's you all went, she wants.
Right.
Okay. And he wants to get back together again. Now, you have two separate places. It's kind of expensive.
Yeah, I know. Saying. And maybe love is lovelier the second time around.
Mm.
No, trust me, we all think that, though. We're all like, oh, but if we move back in, we'd save money.
Yeah.
Like, I remember why we didn't work. But I'm really enjoying my freedom. Seems like it might be worth the price.
So, Blake, did you try dating anybody else after the divorce?
I mean, I did, but I'm not going to lie, it was frustrating. It was annoying, and I wasn't really meeting anybody great.
Okay.
It's right, a jungle out that. There.
And then you just went back to the familiar. All right, listen, so he wants more. The question is, how long is he going to wait, if at all? Or is it just the way it's going to be? And is that, proper?
Or maybe she should go back. Maybe she should give it another try. Maybe she is being foolish.
For the kids. For the children.
No, for them, too. Well, maybe they could be good together.
Yeah. Well, Blake, so thanks for calling Morning Court. Be listening. A lot of calls come in. 888-410-1057. Question is, can Blake have her cake and eat it too? Okay.
Okay, Bob.
All right, Blake. Stay tuned, okay?
Okay, thanks, you guys.
You know what I'm saying, right?
I know.
So, what advice do you have for Blake? She's happy, content with the way things are. The ex wants more. And is it inevitable they'll get back together or inevitable that they won't? What do you think she ought to do? Or can you have this kind of lifestyle? Is it sustainable? These are the questions.
These are a lot of questions.
There's a lot up in the air.
Okay. Well, you bet.
For Blake.
Indeed. Indeed.
A lot to ponder there. Okay. 888-410-1057. Here we go. Come on now. 1057 WROR. 80 to more. REM and the one I love. Well, she used to love the guy. Yeah. Talking about Blake and her husband. I believe she still does, but she realizes that they're better off not being together. Together,
like living together, you know, the slog of everyday life.
That's right.
The wash, the rinse, repeat. Now they're just, you know, doing it.
Yeah. Boy, you were doing so great. you were using some great metaphors, and then now they're just doing it. She's happy.
Go.
That's fine. That is what's happening.
Right.
You know, we haven't heard from a woman yet. We've had a lot of gentlemen calling, so we'll take another gentleman here. Calls. Gentleman okay. Jim on the phone. Jim, what do you say about Blake's situation?
This guy's an idiot.
Oh.
He's got the best of both worlds. But maybe there's one thing, though. Maybe he forgot how he got thrown out the first time. He wants to do it again.
You know, there is something to be said about that. You're saying that he should just take it as a gift and enjoy it while he can.
Right.
Because the daily slog, as LBF says, is,
you know,
a grind.
Yeah, exactly.
Different kind. But
if you do get back together, I want to unpack your clothes.
Yeah. So, all right. I'd like to hear. Thank you, though. Appreciate that. Let's see if we can get some ladies calling too, because right now a lot of guys. Let's say go to Robin. Hi, Robin.
Hi.
Good morning. What's your take for Blake? What's your Blake take?
You know, my philosophy on life is just a forward motion only. There is no going back. There's a reason things don't work out the first time. And people don't change. And, you know, the same problems will be there eventually. So backwards motion is not an option.
Edna said it best on The Incredibles. I don't look back. It distracts from the now.
Okay, Edna.
Okay.
Was that her superpower?
You know what? I'm a big fan of love and getting back together and like that sort of that. I get that. But the truth is that usually you break up with somebody for a reason, and while it feels good right now, they shouldn't get back together because those things will pop up again.
Well, she seems to be enjoying what they're doing now, so is that so bad, Robin?
Yeah. No, I mean, you know, I have an ex as well, and I wouldn't do that, but, you know, more power to her. I mean, everybody's allowed to have some fun, and if they're comfortable with each other, then great, but she, you know, I think she's calling and asking because she knows... She knows in her heart already that it'll just be the way it was before.
Right.
Sounds that way. So you just say cut it, move on, and look for something new.
Scary new. Yeah.
She hasn't had any luck out there.
Yeah, I'm single. I've been on every dating website. I've been divorced for almost 5 years, and I have not met anyone worth of any substance.
Wow.
And so I've just sort of gotten acclimated to, you know, I might just go it alone, and that's okay.
You know, and we've spoken with you several times, Robin, and you seem like a very nice person. It's shocking to me that in 5 years...
I am a really, really nice person.
Yeah, we know that, and I'm really kind of surprised that in 5 years... You haven't found anybody.
Nobody's worthy. She's too nice.
Maybe that's it.
Ding dongs.
Okay, fine. You know, break it down for me, will you? Thank you.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a lot of ding dongs out there, Robin. Okay.
There is.
In a world of ding dongs. Oh, well, I probably should stop.
Stop. Yeah. See what I'm saying, Robin?
Yeah, Robin. Okay.
Yeah.
Fly, Robin, fly.
Oh,
all right.
My God.
Thank you, Robin. Good luck out there. Tell me she's. She's saying what is the fact that, you know.
Just don't go back to something because it's comfortable.
That's where
forward
she's at.
Forward motion.
All right. 888-410-1057. 1057 WROR. 80s and more. Okay. It's a minute before 7 o'clock. Get you updated on everything going on. But first, let me tell you, it's going to be 64. That's nice.
Oh, well, you took my...
Well, I was just saying.
Well, I was going to say it, but I guess not.
I thought you had other stuff to talk.
I do, but okay, it's fine. 40 degrees now.
What?
So.
Will you still need me?
Yeah. Comedian Chris Rock has made his first public comment since being slapped by Will Smith during the Oscars during a show at the Wilbur last night. He told the crowd that he's still processing what happened, but did not discuss the incident further during his stand-up routine. The state reported more than 1,200 new cases of coronavirus in Massachusetts yesterday. Public health officials also reported one new death from the virus yesterday. And Bruce Willis is leaving behind his acting career after being diagnosed with aphasia. His family says the diagnosis has been impacting his cognitive abilities, and he's stepping away from a career that has meant so much to him. Aphasia is the loss of the ability to understand or express speech caused by brain damage. The 67-year-old is best known for his roles in the Die Hard series Pulp Fiction and The Sixth Sense. In sports, the Heat handed the Celtics their second loss in a row after earning a 106-98 victory in Boston last night, and the Bruins host the Devil tonight. The Devils tonight.
The Devils.
And
that one Devil.
Just one.
Oh, what's for dinner? What's he gonna
and
eat?
The weather today, cloudy, although Bob already said it, and a high of 64.
I got too excited. I jumped the gun.
You did.
It happens, right?
It's all I live for is my weather report.
Well, it's a 64 day. It's going to be cloudy, though, but don't let that cloud your day.
God,
okay?
I won't.
Good. All right, Brian, how the road? 7 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, this is brought to you by Macy's. I just want to shout out hey, good morning to Karen out at Stonecroft Farm. We hear she listens every morning, so it's nice to hear
that. What's that?
A little horse farm in West Bridgewater.
Listens every day.
Yeah, out there getting the horses ready.
That's great.
All right,
hi, Karen.
Jackie Wright brought to you by Macy's.com/purpose.
That's great. Karen listens every day, huh?
Yeah.
I love to hear that. Don't ask her, though. She might say nay.
Oh, God, you were just sitting on that.
No,
time.
I was sitting on it the whole time.
I know. And I didn't even know.
I had no idea. I was going to stall, but.
Oh, no. No, I can't take this abuse. I'm going home.
Somebody take the reins.
Beasley Media Group's 1057 WROR. WROR HD1. Framingham, Boston. 80s and more. More hits. More variety. Way more 80s.
5-7 WROR 80s and more. That's Hootie and the Blowfish. But if you're a country fan, that's Darius Rucker, country guy.
Don't call me Hootie, Darius Rucker.
Don't call me Hootie. My name is Darius Rucker, and I've gone country. He's great, though, no matter what he does.
He's true.
Just a great talent. So, speaking of country, have you guys heard about Eric Church? You ever hear Eric Church?
My wife's
kind of a fan of Eric Church. Yeah. And I know a couple of his, otherwise a nice person. I've been to church. I know, right? Otherwise, so Eric Church is from North Carolina, and he is a huge UNC Tar Heel fan. Okay, like a big time fan.
Are they a basketball team?
They're a college basketball team.
Okay,
they are in the Final Four this weekend.
Oh, right, that's happening.
And they're playing against our boss's beloved Duke.
Oh. Duke.
The Blue Devils.
Rematch from earlier in the season.
Oh, all right.
And they've never played each other in the final, in a tournament.
Yeah.
Head to head, face to face, back to back. So that is going to be a huge game because it is Coach Krzyzewski's last, Coach K's last game coaching. He coaches
Maybe.
Duke. Mm-hmm. Okay. So Eric Church was scheduled to be in Houston Saturday night to perform a concert to the church choir, as he calls them. Now, guess what? He's such a UNC Tar Heel fan, he canceled the show Saturday night. He said, sorry, y'all, but this is too big a game for me to miss. I have to be there in New Orleans to see the game in person. Now,
I would never, ever buy another Eric Church album, T-shirt, concert ticket.
You don't see
any wiggle room.
This is this guy's only job.
His only job is to get up there and sing his crappy songs.
No, we don't know if they're
and
crappy.
Then I know people do, but
okay.
And that's it.
You're done.
That's
with
his
him.
Job. Well, it just, you know, it speaks what. So Eric Church does this, and then so your kid, like, you're trying to teach your kid. I always think of things like as teachable moments.
All right.
Trying to teach your kid, like, you got to work. I know that this game is important to you, but you have a job. You're working at, like, Slices or whatever.
I agree with that 100%.
Oh, like, so, but Eric Church did it. Yeah. Like, I mean, I don't know.
I mean, I would be really upset because people, A, you bought the ticket. So here, he'll reschedule it.
Yeah, but I'm sure they're a cheap ticket anyway.
No.
But
right?
You can't.
No.
Yeah.
No. And
hotel
plus,
rooms.
Yeah. People are complaining that they made our Texas is a big state.
Yeah.
You know, you're not just.
It's not like Boston.
No. You have
it's
to
like,
get
I have to drive
to
from
Houston.
Worcester.
Right.
Yeah.
So 888-410-1057. Let's give a pre-trial for Eric here. Is it a forgivable sin, or did he just fall way down Trust Mountain, right?
Exactly. When's the next time he's going to cancel?
Yeah, I think it's really bad. I'd be upset.
Show up.
Why can't he just have a wide big screen TV? Yeah,
and have a play behind him, because yeah. I'd be more interested in that, and I don't even like sports.
Right?
I've been to concerts where there are big games going on.
Yeah. All right.
And the group like gave us updates on the game.
Yeah. I've been to a game where they updated a different game.
Yeah.
Right? Remember back
right.
in the day. ROR, good morning.
Good morning. He absolutely gets a pass on this. You know how many kids skip school to go to the Patriots parade and the
but that's important stuff.
No, he gets a pass. He's a sports fan.
Wow!
You'd understand that. You bought your tickets.
I would understand it. Give them a pass.
You bought your hotel. People are saying that. They're complaining online. Thank you, caller, though. Give them a pass. 888-410-1057. I don't know. I mean, I can see what she's saying, the caller.
I can't. No offense.
You can. He's a big fan, and it's a momentous thing for him. But at the same time, I would be upset.
The other thing, too, is I have to say that, like, obviously people who are going to go to his concert, we've been kind of locked up for 2 years. This is probably really looking forward to it. He's their favorite act. This is a big deal. And this is a promise. This is a contract. I buy the ticket, you show up.
Yeah. All right. ROR, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. Well, you know what? I am a huge country fan, and I know Eric Church, and I don't think he gets a pass.
See?
Yeah. I don't understand why you'd be bothered.
I don't think it's right.
Right.
Yeah.
I love all music, but, you know, you spend a lot of money, you know, like you said, to travel, no matter where you're coming from. And country fans draw from all over the United States.
Right.
Sure. And you know what? Suck it up. Mm-hmm. Watch the game on TV.
You know what I do a lot? Is it Christine?
Yes.
Yeah, I record a game. I love it. Like, I'll record it and just watch it later. I'll record the Bruins because I'm not staying up all night.
Right.
And watch it. And sometimes.
You need to show up for your job.
Because I have a job.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And it's mayhem if I don't show up, Christine.
And you know what? With COVID, with all the canceled concerts, this is their opportunity to get back out there with their fans that have stuck by them.
Yeah.
And
that's what LBF
it's
said.
Not right.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. If he was such a big UNC fan, why did he schedule a show on the night of
March
the Final
Madness.
Four?
Yeah, he didn't think they were getting there.
Absolutely.
That's right.
So,
right.
Yeah, he's not a true believer.
Thanks, Christine. Thank you for listening
to
us.
Yes, thank you.
Maybe we'll play a little country. No.
Even, hey, you know what? I've been listening to you since 93 when I moved here from New York, and it was country then, but I've stayed a true. You guys are awesome.
Oh,
thank you so much.
That's sweet. I'll try not to. I won't insult Eric Church anymore.
Yeah,
I apologize.
Yeah. She needs to go to church.
He's not my favorite, but I
okay, thanks, Christine. Bye. Ryan, what's your take on this? Church situation, Eric Church, I should say. Yeah, what do you think?
It's a complete loser move.
Yeah.
Loser move. Yeah.
No, it's unforgivable. He is inconveniencing way too many people to watch a game.
Yeah.
He's a grown-up now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. you're a big boy. You can record the game.
You made a commitment. You're an adult. You're a grown-ass man.
Yeah. Okay. That's a country song, I think.
Is it?
Yeah, I'm a grown-ass man.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah. Trish, what's your take on Eric Church? Should he get a pass or no pass?
Hell no.
Right.
Hell no.
A commitment. It's his job. He makes a living. Nobody, and I mean including nobody, country singers, rock singers, whatever, no sporting event is more important than the commitment that you've made to your job or other people, period.
Yeah.
And my dad was a football coach. So
she knows the importance of sports.
That's it.
But commitment is more important.
Yeah, I don't think the Rolling Stones canceled because the Manchester or whatever United were in the tournament.
Exactly,
right?
Because they're professionals.
Oh, hell no.
Hell no.
What do you think this does for the karma of UNC? Do you think they lose now?
Ooh. Yes.
Ooh, our boss hopes so.
I work. I, I, I work with a Carolina fan, a real avid fan.
They're true blue.
He's coming to work.
Yeah, ask him.
True blue. He's coming to work. He's going to have a TV on, but he's coming to work.
He's coming to work.
Exactly. He's coming to work.
All right. Thanks, Trish. Okay. 7:22. Here's Queen.
Let's go.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian, 7:25. Going to be 64 today. Boy, that's nice, right? A little cloudy, but who cares? Right?
I don't care.
You'll take that 64 all day.
All day.
And you will. Yeah.
I wouldn't want to get a sunburn.
No, you're not today.
No.
We're talking about country singer Eric Church, who canceled his concert Saturday in Houston. Because of the big Tar Heel game.
He wants to watch the game.
Yeah, and he doesn't want to miss a thing. Right?
Right.
So he's canceled the show.
I find that mind-boggling.
No, so I've just asked, does he get a free pass? Because I wouldn't be happy about that.
No.
All right, so Sean, what do you say? Good morning.
I do. He's definitely in the wrong. And the one thing you can view as a ticket is essentially a small contract that works two directions. Number one, when you get a ticket, you have to follow the rules of the venue. You get kicked out if you do this. But essentially, he's saying, essentially buying the contract in the sense that he'll show up for his obligation.
I have an idea.
What's up?
I think what he ought to do, seriously, is when he rebooks it, say, if you are holding a ticket from that first show, I'm going to reimburse half your money. That'll be half off.
Exactly.
A BOGO show.
No, exactly.
Right?
He'll never do it.
The ticket is a contract.
Yeah.
Look at it however you want, but he's obligated.
Yep. Thanks, Sean. We're going to grab another call. Have a great day, buddy. Okay. Kathy, good morning. You got a take on the Eric Church situation?
Yes. Good morning, Bob, LBF, and Brian. How are you guys today?
Good.
Great. Thank you for asking.
Yes. Okay, so I love you guys. I listen every day. But I'm also a big country fan.
Ah.
And let me tell you, he gets no pass.
Okay.
All right.
Shame on him.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
No. Absolutely not.
No.
People.
You know what's funny about it, Kathy?
Here's a ticket.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
He's a blue collar, you know.
Not
guy.
Anymore.
And he's saying, hey, sorry, y'all.
Miranda Lambert would never have done that.
I like her.
Me too.
She's
oh, God,
funny.
No. She'd never
right?
do anything no, like
Miranda
that.
She's the best.
She would get drunk, you know.
Yeah, and she'd be like, let's watch the game together. I'll sing a couple of songs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Kathy, thank you for listening to our show.
Absolutely not.
All right, thanks.
All right, love you guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
That's very nice. Bree on the phone. Hey, good morning, Bree.
Hey, good morning, guys.
You got a take on Eric Church's cancellation?
I do. These people are being such hypocrites because people call into work all the time for way lesser things, you know, to go to the beach. How many people call in the day after the Super Bowl? You know, this guy, listen, they'll get refunds on their hotel rooms. He's going to do another concert. But this game for him is a once in a lifetime thing. And like, as a longtime Patriots fan, I watched them lose for a really long time. And, you know, when they got to the playoffs, it was a big deal. So I just think these people are way overreacting.
At least you're being honest. I mean, and you're probably right. There is there is some hypocrisy.
But wait, let me ask you a question. Yeah. So your surgeon is a really big Patriots fan.
Okay,
and you have surgery on a Monday and Super Bowl Sunday and the Patriots win the Super Bowl. Would you be mad if you banged into work during that day?
No, I would want him to cancel.
I don't think you can compare a surgeon with a singer. I mean, a nurse who calls in affects way more people's lives than this guy canceling for thousands of fans.
Yeah.
He's just going to sing to them. He's not performing surgery.
True enough.
No, but this is going to go either way. Either you see it the way Bree does, that the guy just won, or you see it from the point of view of folks. I would just say this. If you were holding the tickets, Bree, you might think a little differently. That's all I'm saying.
I'd be happy if my surgeon canceled.
I don't think so.
You're a forgiving person. In my next life, I hope you're my boss, because I'm banging in sick on a Monday.
Yeah, and I'm off Super Bowl Monday, Bree. Good call.
I hear what she's saying.
But I just think it's...
That's what makes the world go round. I would be mad.
If you're holding the tickets, it's a little harder to be as understanding as Bree here is. But thank you, Bree. Have a great day.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
I want to say, quickly, Rose, can you do it quickly? What's your take on it?
I just say cut the guy a little bit of slack. We're all human. We all
do things. And him being on the road, you don't know the pressure he's under. You don't know what he's going through. And, yeah, maybe this is a,
I think what he's thinking is what LBF said. So. This is a lifetime ambition he doesn't want to miss. So that's the thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So, I mean, we've all done it. You know, nobody's perfect. But he's also a human being.
Yeah.
So, you know, give the guy a break.
There you go. All right. Thank you, Rose. Very, very understanding.
We got some real nice people.
We have nice listeners.
Yeah, because I'd be like, no,
you're like, no,
dead to me, dead to me.
All right, we're on to morning court, but either way, like I said, if I'm holding those tickets, I'm probably not as understanding as Rose and Bree is. Okay, that sounds like a nice restaurant.
Rose and Bree?
Rose and Bree. I like that. Mm, everything you want. Hey, morning court brought to you by Rodenheiser Home Services. It's going to be heating up soon. Heck, it's going to be 64 today. So soon up to $10,000 in rebates there were announced for 2022. When you install new air conditioning and heating systems, beat the rush and schedule your free consult at rodenheiser.com today.
All right, let's check your ride. This is brought to you by Staples Stores.
105.7 WROR, 80 some more. It's 7:50. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian, and we're talking about Blake's morning court case today. She's divorced. She's recently kind of reconnected with the ex over a couple of drinky poos. Things happen.
Right.
And now he wants to get back together, but she's just enjoying it the way it is.
Yes.
Okay. We've had a lot of people call who've gone through similar things, and Rob is on the phone. Rob, you were just kind of telling us, could you start over on air? Tell us how that happened to you.
All right. Yeah. I was 15 years married, and then I had left, and I told her I was never coming back. And I've been, now listen, I've been in a 4-year relationship, an 8-year relationship, and now another 4-year relationship since.
Quite a turnover.
A couple of years ago, she texted me asking to make another go of it.
Oh.
And I don't hide anything. I'm not a liar. I'm not a cheat. So, and my girlfriend has my code to my phone so she could check in anything. So I told her. And that set off a firestorm. Even though I didn't do it, I was still in trouble.
Really? Here's honest Rob, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I imagine you're
months ago, she asked me to pick her up at the airport. And I told my ex, I told my present girlfriend, we'll make a go of it in Boston and make a night of it, you know? And that set it off again. So
Rob,
now I told her, I said, I'm either going to hide it from you, or I'm going to save the argument. You know what I mean? I'm not going to tell you the next time she asks me something.
I would not.
Now,
why is she keep asking you? You got to cut her off, Rob.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You're going to lose you're going to lose the present one, and you have to go back with her.
Yeah. No, but my present girlfriend now, she treats me like a king, and I hopefully try to treat her like a queen is. You know, as best we can.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Thanks, Rob. Well,
thanks,
good
Rob.
Luck with that. Stop talking to the ex. She's going to get you in trouble.
Yeah.
I think she wants to get you in trouble.
She calls me.
Yeah,
I know. Yeah.
Lose my number. What do you say, LBF?
Who phone? Who dis?
Who dis?
Yep.
See you, Rob. All right. Linda, been there, done that, huh? Ooh. Linda?
Hi.
Hi. Yeah.
Hi.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. I broke up with me and my ex, divorced, got together twice. It's all familiar. You go back to what you're familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, it didn't work out because it's back to what you're familiar with and back to what the old bad habits and why you broke up to begin with.
Exactly.
And that's what LBF was
you're
saying
like,
earlier.
That's why I don't like you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. See, it's great and fun in the beginning because they're trying to smooth you back. You know,
Here's the thing. Linda, that's actually good advice to her husband because he should know. It's going
to
end up
she tried to tell
same.
Him. She's like, don't you remember the fights and things like that? So, there's a reason you broke up.
They think it's going to be different. And my ex, he passed away over a year ago, but up until then, he still would have taken me back. And my kids were even like, don't do it.
Well, that's the point it gets in.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
Linda. Babes.
All right, Linda. Thank you. Thanks for listening. We appreciate that. Okay, hope you're doing okay out there.
Oh, I'm doing great. Thank you.
Good. All right, bye, Linda. Let's say good morning to Shelly. Hey, Shelly.
So I'm actually a first-time caller, but I felt the urge for this. And I was raised with divorced parents who kept trying to go back and forth and back and forth for the sake of the kids, for one.
Mm.
Granted, these kids don't know what's happening, or she thinks they don't know. Kids are not stupid. You can't have your cake and eat it, too.
Nope.
She either needs to commit to go back in and do it for the right reasons, not for the kids. but because it's for her and him, or she needs to cut it completely and move on. Because she's not being fair to him either if he wants to be back in.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. All right.
So, yeah, that's not fair.
So she's, as much as she's enjoying it and it's convenient and all that, she can't have her cake and eat it too.
That's so sad.
Completely.
No. All right. Thank you. So, hey, okay. don't be a stranger, okay?
Yeah, call again.
I won't. I listen every day, but I just felt the urge to call today.
We're glad.
Awesome.
We hope to hear
Thank
from you again. Okay.
Thanks.
Bye, Shelley.
Bye.
That's it. You can't have your cake and eat it, too.
It's the saddest thing about life.
You can look at your cake,
yeah,
but you can't have it,
Take
too.
A little bit of the frosting.
That's just it.
Don't All right. sit down with a fork.
888-410-1057.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying, enable ROR Boston.
Then say,
open ROR or WROR.com.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Yes, sponsored by FindMassMoney.com. Log on today. See if there's money waiting for you. Let's say good morning to our player today from Leominster. It's Raquel. Good morning, Raquel.
Good morning, Bob, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, how you doing today?
Not too bad.
Not too bad? You, on your way to work? You there? Or?
Working from home today.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's a nice option. I wish we could do that. But I'd miss these two.
Would you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Probably
Are
get
you
over
contractually obligated to say that?
Yeah, I mean, we'd probably get over it over time, but you know.
No, Bob, I love seeing you guys.
All right, Raquel, so what do you do when you're working from home today? What's your line?
I'm a patent paralegal for a medical device company.
A paralegal for a medical device company.
For patents.
She's smart, LBF.
I know.
Whip smart.
Let's not go that far.
All right. Anybody want to shout out in the audience today, Raquel?
Well, I didn't tell anyone I was playing to keep the pressure down, but I know my husband knows about it, so hi, Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Steve. Okay, let's see if we can get you $1,000 today. Get all 10 of these questions correct, Raquel, and you got it. Remember, say pass if you're not sure. We'll get back to it. Are you ready?
All right.
Here we go.
What is 7 plus 7?
14.
What is the name of the casino in Everett?
Encore.
Who is the governor of Massachusetts?
Charlie Baker.
In America, Frisbees outsell baseballs, basketballs, and footballs. True or false?
True.
What brand of breakfast cereal has the phrase two scoops emblazoned on its box?
Raisin Brand.
Who wrote the novel 1984?
George Orwell.
Who sings like a virgin?
Madonna.
True or false, Bruce Springsteen's Born in the USA was the first CD ever pressed in the United States?
True.
What are the two highest valued letters in Scrabble?
Z and Q.
Pearl Harbor is located on which Hawaiian island?
Oahu.
Oh my God!
We got a winner!
I'm so excited!
Raquel... You got it. All 10 correct. You won
$1,000. Oh, my God. That's awesome.
Yes. We're so happy for you and Steve.
Yeah.
Oh, Steve.
Yeah, Steve.
I get it. Yeah, you got $1,000. You nailed it. You got them all right in less than 60 seconds.
Yeah.
That's
Thank
awesome.
Thank you, LBF.
Oh, yes. You're welcome.
You know, I had a feeling she was just rolling.
She's rolling through. I was like, oh, please let her get the last
boom,
one.
Boom,
yeah, boom, yeah. Boom.
Madonna.
A prize fighter.
Yeah.
You
took all comers. You did it. You got 10 right. $1,000. It's sponsored by our friends at FindMassMoney.com. Everybody, log on today. See if there's unclaimed money waiting for you. Raquel, what are you going to do with your $1,000?
Oh, we just did a whole bunch of home renovation stuff, so that's going to go to pay some bills.
Oh, good.
That's sweet. Okay, you hang on. All right, I know you're super excited. Don't go anywhere.
And super smart.
Yeah, and super smart. But we do have one last question. Please get this correctly. What is the best station to start your day with, Raquel?
WROR.
11. All right.
11. Bonus question. Extra credit.
She turned it up to 11. Raquel, you hang on, okay? Tell Steve, you know, it's all good in the hood. $1,000.
$1,000.
She was smart. I could tell she was whip smart. Mm-hmm. She was just ready to play.
Yep. I'm excited.
$1,000. All right. Hey, do what Raquel did from Lemonster. Go to WROR.com. Sign up to play there. And see how you do with our home version of the game.
Yeah, play the home version, and if you play it and slay it, we'll pay it.
We're going to pay it. Mm-hmm. There it is. Okay, Brian, let's check the roads. 808.
All right, check your ride. It's brought to you by Staples Stores. Here are the problems.
Hey, is Steve find out yet?
No, he doesn't have great reception at work. I'm going to have to text him.
Don't tell him.
Yeah, don't tell Steve.
Don't tell Steve. I'll teach you how to hide money.
Unfortunately, I've already received a few texts of friends that have heard it, so there's no way I hide it.
Sorry. Matt, all right.
So well.
All right. Raquel, hang on one more second. We were right back with you, okay?
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Brunson, LBF, and Brian Morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.